USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tropical storm Barry taking aim at Louisiana, especially New Orleans. Currently a tropical storm, but expected to be a rain-making hurricane when it comes ashore tomorrow. Here's hurricane specialist Eric Blake at the National Hurricane Center.
But we're expecting to move very slowly. And that's why we're so concerned about the heavy rain risk. The rain should really begin in earnest overnight Friday into Saturday for southeast Louisiana, then spread northward into Mississippi.
A magnitude 4.7 earthquake hit a short time ago, 45 minutes outside Seattle in Snohomish County, Washington. President Trump issuing an executive order requiring the Commerce Department to tally U.S. citizens after the courts blocked his efforts to put a citizenship question on the 2020 census. And this is USA Radio News.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
House Republican Leader Kevin McCarthy is defending the mass deportation raids that are scheduled to begin on Sunday, telling reporters the raids are simply targeting undocumented immigrants who have already been slated for deportation. ICE agents are expected to round up about 2,000 immigrants in at least 10 major cities. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and other Democrats very critical of the raids, saying they'll terrorize migrant children and tear families apart. There's been a break in the case of missing Kentucky mother, Savannah Spurlock, USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Detectives in Kentucky find human remains believed to be that of the body of Savannah Spurlock. The 22-year-old mother of four has been missing for more than 6 months now. A man by the name of David Sparks, 24 years old, under arrest. He is charged with abuse of a corpse and tampering with physical evidence.
Remember, you can find us online. We're at usaradio.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The president reacting to comments former House Speaker Paul Ryan makes in a book that's due out on Tuesday. On Twitter, Trump writes the Wisconsin Republican's record of achievement was atrocious and that he left his party in the lurch, both as a fundraiser and leader. Trump tweeting that Ryan quit Congress because he didn't know how to win. In Tim Alberta's book, American Carnage, Ryan is quoted as saying that President Trump knows little of government and said his retirement was an escape hatch purposely to get away from President Trump. A controversial citizenship question will not be on the 2020 census as President Trump had wanted, but the president is taking action to determine the number of citizens and non-citizens in the country in other ways. Trump announcing an executive order yesterday that requires every department and agency in the federal government to give the Department of Commerce records about people's known citizenship. Trump said this method will determine citizenship for 90% of the people in the U.S. He said the information can be used by the Census Bureau to create the official census. And the late rocker David Bowie has been memorialized with a new Barbie doll that Mattel has unveiled as a limited edition. Barbie dressed as Bowie's iconic Ziggy Stardust alter ego. You can get it on Mattel's website for $50. Hey, our website's usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.